Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Zayin Mishnah Gimel and Parak Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Parak Zayin Mishnah Gimel is going to be giving us four different cases where the person who either is feeding others truma or someone who is eating truma himself is only going to be required to pay the keren, is only going to be required to pay the principal of the truma that he ate and that he stole, and he's not going to be required to pay the chomesh, or those who he fed are not going to be required to pay the additional 25%. Says the Mishnah, Hamachil es banav ketanim, if a person feeds his children truma, but his children are ketanim, his children are under bar bas mitzvah, they're not b'nei chiv, as the Bar Tanura points out, they're not obligated in anything, and therefore, even though they consumed the truma, they don't have to pay the chomesh, the additional 25%. V'es avadav, and if someone feeds truma to his servant, bein gedolim, bein ketanim, whether the servants are gedolim, they're above bar bas mitzvah, they're ketanim, they're under bar bas mitzvah, they certainly wouldn't have to pay the chomesh as well. They would have to pay back the karen. The owner would have to pay back the karen, but the servants would not have to pay back the chomesh. And the reason for that is because, as the Gemara says many times, Masha kana eved kana rabba, the servants don't actually have the ability to own anything, and therefore they don't have the ability to pay anything, because whatever is acquired by a servant is acquired by his master. So servants, because they can't have ownership, therefore they can't pay the 25% for having consumed the truma. Continues the Mishnah, Ha'ochel trumas chutzlaretz. If a person eats the truma of chutzlaretz, of produce from outside Eretz Yisrael, so even though on a d'oraisa level, on a Torah level, truma only applies to produce from Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanon, the rabbis, added that some of the surrounding areas, some of the places in the immediate vicinity of Eretz Yisrael, have a din of truma on a mid-Rabbanon level, on a rabbinic level. But says the Mishnah, if you were to eat such truma, you would not have to give the chomesh, you would only have to pay back the keren, the principal, to the kohanim. The last case is, v'ha'ochel pachos mikazayas truma. If a person eats less than a kazayas of truma, then there too, as the Mishnah says, mishali mesa keren ve'eno, mishali mesa chomesh, he would have to pay the keren, he'd have to pay the principal back of that which he stole, even though it was less than a kazayas, but he would not have to pay back the additional chomesh. And the reason for that is because eating less than a kazayas is not considered to be achila, it's not considered to have a status of eating in the realm of halacha, and therefore, even though he stole something, he ate something from someone else, even if it was less than a kazayas, certainly that he has to pay back, but he wouldn't have to pay back the additional 25% because he ate less than a kazayas. And says the Mishnah, v'hatashlumin chulin. And in all of these cases, whatever he's paying back, the karen that he's giving back to the kohanim, has the status of chulin, does not have the status of truma. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, imrata kohen limchol mochel, that if the kohen wants to forgive and wants to forgo that which is owed to him, the keren, the principal that he should be getting, he has the ability to do so, again, because this is a situation where it's really just a monetary obligation that someone owes you, and everyone has the right to forgo a monetary obligation that someone is going to pay to you. Parak Zayin Mishnah Dalet is going to give us the klalim, the rules, as it pertains to these halachos. When is it that the tashlum, and that which is being paid, is considered to be chulin, is considered to be regular food, and when is it that the food being paid is considered to be truma? Also, when does the kohen have the right to forgive and forgo, and when does he not have the right to forgive and forego? Says the Mishnah, Zehaklal, this is the rule. Kol ha'mishalim keren v'chomish. Anytime when the person who ate the truma needs to pay back keren v'chomish, the principal that he stole, and an additional 25%. Again, generally speaking, if he eats it b'shogeg, he has to pay back a keren v'chomesh. Says the Mishnah, hatashlum and truma, that which he's paying back to the kohen has the status of truma, it becomes like truma. Im ratza kohen limchol ein mochel, and if the kohen wants to forgive and say it's okay, you don't have to pay me back, ein mochel, the kohen does not have the right to do so, because if it's bishogeg, if you're paying back both the keren and the chomesh, both the principal and the additional 25%, then it's not viewed as a purely monetary transaction, as a purely monetary interaction, and therefore the kohen doesn't have the ability, doesn't have the right to forego. There's something greater at play in this case. However, says the Mishnah, v'chol ha'mishali mesa keren ve'eino mishali mesa chomesh, any situation in time where the person's obligated to pay back the keren, to pay back the principal, that which he ate. The einu mashalim es hachomesh, but he does not have to pay the additional 25%. Hatashlumin chulin, that which he's paying back has the status of chulin, not truma. So if he eats it, bemeis it on purpose, or if he's feeding it like we said in the previous mishnah to ketanim or to avadim, or he eats truma of chutz la'aretz, or a case where he eats less than a kezias of truma and so on, where he does not have to pay back the chomesh, only has to pay back the keren. The tashlumen, the keren, the principal that he's paying back, has the status of chulin, of regular food. And imrata kohen limchol mochel, and if the kohen wants to forgive and forgo that which is owed to him, the keren, the principal that is owed to him, mochel, he has every right to do so, because in that case it's just considered to be a monetary transaction where he has the right to forego on that which is owed to him. Quick review, Perek Zayin, Mishneh Gimel taught us there were four cases where a person's only obligated to pay the keren, the principal, not the chomesh, if he feeds it to his ketanim, to his young children, if he feeds it to his slaves, if he's eating truma of chutz la'aretz, truma from outside of Eretz Yisrael, and if he eats less than a kezias of truma, he has to pay the keren, but he doesn't have to pay the chomesh. In that case as well, that which he's paying, the keren that he's paying, has the status of chulin, and a kohen has the right and ability to forgive that which is owed to him, to say that the keren does not have to be paid if he so desires. And then Perek Zayin Mishneh Dal taught us the rule that, generally speaking, any time that someone's obligated to pay both the keren and the chomesh, both the principal and the 25%, that which he's paying is considered to have the status of truma, and the halachas of truma would apply to it, and the kohen doesn't have the right to be mochel, doesn't have the right to forego on that which is due to him. However, any time that we only make him pay the keren but not pay the chomesh, then that which the person's paying, the keren that's being paid, has the status of chulin, of regular food, not truma, and if the kohen wants to forgive and forego that which is due to him, he has the right to do so. Have a great day.